Hey guys, welcome back to the Love and Dubai Show podcast. It is Tuesday morning and our top story today was an interesting one. The RTA visited their colleagues in Prague after the mass shooting. It was actually the RTA's Rauda Al-Mirzi, Director of Marketing Comms, and her family who were injured. So our thoughts and prayers are with them. We also talked about online video gaming monitoring and Santa all over Dubai.
And of course, if you've missed the episode, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast to listen more.
Good morning, Dubai. Welcome back to the Love and Dubai Show, where we go to the top trending stories that everyone across the country is talking about. Our top story for you today, UAE pays a visit to an injured Emirati RTA colleague in Prague.
As well, parents urged to monitor kids' gaming.
We're going to talk about Dubai topping the list for global talent.
Yes.
And also, Santa showed up in Dubai yesterday.
As you guys can see, in different ways as well, which is amazing. How was Christmas, Casey?
It was amazing. Oh, guys, I'm sure every single person who celebrated Christmas yesterday is full of turkey and mince pies and pudding and all of the great things. But we moved today. We are here. We're going to talk about Santa and him showing up all over Dubai later in the show. But first of all, if you were blessed with gifts yesterday, what are you doing with them today? Would you keep them? Or if you got something you didn't like, would you tell the person? Would you re-gift it?
Honestly, I think it depends on like who gifted you the gift. If it's a family member, yes. If it's a very close friend, then yes. You can just be like, oh, hey, I don't like the gift. Maybe we can have the receipt so I can exchange it. But if it's someone you don't know, would you do that?
It's so hard to do. Because you don't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
Yeah, but again, like the thing is, this thing is going to stay with you for like so long. And if you're not going to wear it, they're going to ask you. They're going to be like, hey, why didn't you wear my pants or my shoes? And you just can't, you're going to be avoiding telling them, oh, I just didn't like it. But I think being honest is all the time better.
True. Especially because gifts are so expensive. If someone's spending a lot of money, you want to make sure that, if, for example, actually, I think the best way to answer this question, Marley, is think, how would you like to be treated yourself? So put yourself in those shoes. So if I got you a gift and I spent some money on it and you didn't like it, would I like to know? And I think the answer is yes.
Exactly.
Tell me, I want you to actually use the gift. I want you to look at something with happiness and pleasure rather than, oh, that's that expensive bike that I'm never going to use. And imagine bloody bike.
Exactly. As well, there's this concept that I believe in is that we're 8 billion people around the world, right? And let's say like you're a group of friends of like 5. However, each person does have their own personality, their own preferences. So what I'm going to get the person in front of me is what I think they would like. But maybe they might not like it because they're a different person and they just have their own preferences and things and gifts and so on, if you know what I mean, which is, I would say, as you said, I would prefer that if the person would tell me what to get them.
Okay, so we're both sitting on the same side of the fence here. No re-gifting needed. If you got something, you were blessed enough to get a present for Christmas and you don't like it, let the person know because we know that they want you to be happy.
Exactly.
We're going to talk about Santa showing up all over Dubai later in the show. It was Dubai. He did things differently and we love it. But we're going to jump into our top story today. This broke overnight. It's an RTA story about the UAE paying a visit to injured Emirati colleagues in Prague. So it broke on the RTA Twitter account. Following the Prague shooting, more details have emerged about the injured couple. And actually, a delegation from Dubai's RTA paid a visit to RTA's Rauda Al-Mahirzi, who is Director of Marketing and Corporate Communications. Her and her family were there. So she, along with her husband, are currently undergoing treatment in a Czech hospital following injuries they sustained in the shooting, which, as we know, tragically saw 15 people killed and 24 injured. The delegation checked on their health conditions as well as the well-being of their two daughters, Mariam and Latifa.
That's a very sad, I'm hearing about the shooting and hearing that the UAE has two victims of the shooting. It's very sad. Now, the RTA delegation comprised of Mouaza Al-Marri, Executive Director, Office of the Director General, Chairman of the Board of Executive Directors, Chairperson of RTA's Women Committee, Athari Mouayed, and Director of Human Resources and Development, and Alia Falaknaz, Manager and Advertising and Promotions, Marketing and Corporate Communications Department, which is extremely sad.
So the delegation, I agree, the delegation delivered well wishes as well as that from His Excellency Matar Altayer, who, as you know, is the Director General Chairman of the Board of Executive Directors of the RTA, along with the Executive Directors and all of the employees at RTA. They wished for a swift recovery for both RTA's MCC Director and her husband and wished their safe and prompt return to the UAE.
Now, the incident is the deadliest mass murder in modern Czech history, as well, one of the deadliest mass shootings in Europe since 2015.
So our thoughts and prayers are, of course, with the victims of the shooting, along with the injured. We wish them all, along with the RTA, a speedy recovery. But, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with the RTA as a whole. Their family went to Prague on a holiday. And their colleagues now sustained injuries in what Farah just said is one of the deadliest shootings in Europe since 2015. This is just a gut-wrenching story on so many levels. And we really just, you know, express so much sympathy with everyone with the RTA. And we're wishing Rauda and her family a quick recovery. And as they said, to get back to the UAE as quickly and as safely as possible.
100% as well. I think our next story might be related to the shooting. As you guys can know, is that the, I would say, severe effects of video gaming, it has been, I would say, identified a long time ago. So parents urged to monitor kids' gaming. Parents, take note if your children are using video games. This is a warning you need to be aware of. Abu Dhabi police are warning parents that online video games could have potential serious consequences, such as addiction, isolation, and detachment from reality. If your children are playing, you need to monitor the situation very closely.
So interesting, especially during the holidays when it's so easy to just give a child an iPad and let them take care of themselves. But actually, what authorities are urging is to keep a close eye on what your children are consuming. Police also advise parents to monitor their children's online activities and talk to your kids about bullying and blackmail. If this is something they experience online, they should know how to report it immediately.
Now, the police highlights the Aman service number, which you can reach at 800-2626, Aman 2626, or by text message 2828, or via email aman@adpolice.gov.ae, or through the smart application of the General Command of Abu Dhabi Police. You know, actually, to tell you something, Casey, is that I'm so against children playing violent games.
Because,
I mean, yes, it is true, at this time and age, what can they do and what can they not do when during their free time? You can't just tell them like, hey, you just don't play video games, don't do this, don't do that. But I think maybe they need to be aware of the games that they're choosing, the games that they're playing, because it's just like simultaneously, it just embeds in their subconscious minds.
I agree 100%. It's so difficult, I think, as a parent to find the line between, you know, what's okay and what's not okay. Because when I grew up, we were also playing pretty violent video games. Grand Theft Auto, I don't know if you had that, but it was like a car game that you steal and you shoot and all of that. But looking back on it, it is dangerous. It is violence. But how do you find the right line between what's okay and what's not okay? You can't protect a kid from everything.
That's true.
But what you would probably aim to encourage, it's so easy not being a parent to say this, you would aim to, like, you know, we look at how way back when kids were going outside and playing outside all the time. And then even that was like, then radio got introduced, then TV got introduced. And it's really hard to get kids to want to go outside. But that type of, you know, not playing video games 24/7, that if you have that healthy balance of real world versus reality, then you'll be able to kind of differentiate. But I think the problem is if the kids, and I think this is what the police are saying, is that monitor the behavior. If they're doing it 24/7,
That would be
that
horrible.
Would be super concerning, yeah, and you need to kind of step in at that point.
100%. I had a cousin who was obsessed with video games, and he would not leave his laptop. Literally, he would not even, like, he would have his lunch, his dinner, his breakfast. And it's at this point, it just goes, it becomes abnormal for a child to just stay on his laptop. So just imagine.
It might be normal, though.
Yeah, to them, right? But because, as you said, during our age and time, which is the era of technology, it is very, I would say, it's not easy to just, like, just tell a child, like, leave the laptop, because this is their source of entertainment, right?
Even I'm even thinking, like, back in the day before it was a, before we knew it was an issue,
yeah.
I had PlayStations and I loved them. Ooh. I would wake up in the morning, I would go downstairs, I would get my breakfast and I would play. And I wasn't like a big, well, I was actually like loved it. But I think that was, and that was back then before gaming, before games were advanced. Maybe I had a Nintendo 64 that I could take in the car, but not to the level that kids have, like, the coolest games in the world that they can carry everywhere with them. Like, back then it was so basic.
That's true.
But now you can have the best game in your hand with, like, the most advanced, like, shooting
100%.
Games. And so it is, I think, a scary time. It is more difficult for parents to monitor.
It is.
Because they can be so addictive.
It is, it is. And it is, by the way, addictive. And there are a lot of studies, a lot of, like, studies done that a lot of computer time and a lot of violent video games time would just affect your mental health overall. And you see that, you know, even, like, there's a study that showed that if a gamer is on the game and for, like, so long, how he's going to look like in the future.
Mm. They say that also with the
The thumb.
The thumb, yeah, that the our thumb, phone is, our thumb is going to be different.
Yeah,
from the
they
iPhone.
Say so. I mean, yeah.
Hmm. So far, so good.
Yes, yeah, I mean, yeah, but I think the sooner that we recognize this as an issue and the sooner that the parents recognize this as an issue, the sooner that they can, I would say, control or manage the whole thing that keeps on happening.
I must say it's so hard, though, because back in the day, your mom or your dad might say, hey, get off the laptop, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You need to study because this is never going to help you in your future life. Now, gamers can be minted. You could be a gaming influencer. You could be traveling around the world as a gamer. So I think even that conversation is hard. We're just saying it's harder to be a parent than it was before, I imagine.
Yeah.
So more props to you, especially at Christmas when all they want is it's an expensive time. So shout out to all the parents out there.
100%. And as well, my cousin, he is 16 years old and he makes money.
16?
He's 16. He's 16 and I only
how is he doing
out.
It?
I have no idea. He's like,
give
oh,
me
yeah.
The, give me
I,
the
I
exact
game. Yeah, he goes like, oh,
process.
Yeah, I do gaming. And I looked at him. I was like, okay. But you know what? At the same time, if parents, I think us, even us, like you and I, and parents and everyone, we need to understand that we need to grow up with the generations. Specifically that now we are in the generation and the era of technology. So.
Mm.
Yep.
Tricky time
yes.
for all involved. Let's jump into our next story, guys. It's Tuesday morning on Stephen's Day. And our next story, Dubai tops the list for global talent. Dubai ranked third globally for talent flows after London and New York, according to a report by Harvard Business Review, which we love. His Highness Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, Crown Prince of Dubai and Chairman of the Executive Council of Dubai, said this accomplishment brings Dubai a step closer to its economic agenda, D33.
It aims to put Dubai among the top three global economic cities by 2033, of course, and the best city in the world to live in. Abu Dhabi also made it to the list and was recognized among the top cities for talent flows under the significant TUBS division.
Huh. No surprise there.
Yeah.
We are attracting talent from all over the world. It was a significant announcement made by the Harvard Business Review, so much so that His Highness the Crown Prince wanted to tweet that to show the pride that we feel in this report. We see a lot of reports with Dubai topping lists, but I think in terms of attracting talent, it's really great to see the city and the country up there beside New York and London as a place that people want to move to, specifically considering 20 years ago it wasn't the case.
Mm-hmm.
So London, New York have always been one of kind of like the key cities that you want to move to. I grew up in Ireland. So many people emigrated to both of those cities. 20 years ago, no one was thinking about Dubai. Now Dubai clearly is one of the top cities that people want to move to, and this report is the proof.
Seeing how Dubai has been progressing over the years is scary because it just makes me think, if it's like that right now, how is it going to be like in 10 years from now? How will my kids be like? I mean, now my parents go like, oh, Farah, you know, we you don't know how we live like. You are so privileged and everything. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I am. So how will my kids be like in 10 years from now? Which is just like, They just keep on moving and going. It's like what I imagine for like next for Dubai is just like flying cars. At this point, if there are no flying cars in 10 years, I'm going to be very devastated, but it's okay.
Well, they say there's going to be. They're making that happen. We know that they're going to be a little bit more expensive than your regular mode of transport, but it is happening. They are actually trying to make that happen in Dubai. Speaking of flying cars, guess who showed up all over the city yesterday in his own unique way?
Santa Claus has showed up in different ways. And specifically, you know, as we're talking about how Dubai has been, you know, developing over, you know, over the years and everything. Santa as well has been developed as Christmas has been celebrated in Dubai yesterday. And in different ways, he even showed up as CGI in Dubai.
This one. In the middle. That's also CGI. That is CGI.
Cool. That is so cool.
That actually happened. I took that video. This one on the left.
It's CGI.
No. This one. Oh. CGI. And then I took that video yesterday.
Oh my God.
So yeah, Santa showed up in so many different ways. I was down at near the Souk Madinat, and they said I was at a brunch. They said Santa was going to show up. He showed up in three different ways. Okay. One on this, what do you call those? Those the fly boards?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
Yeah,
the jet, the water jet thing.
Yeah.
Then he showed up on an Abra with reindeers on him. So that was Santa too. And then he showed up in real, like sitting right in front of us giving gifts to all the kids. So that was just one part of Dubai. There was three Santas in the space of 3 hours. So also in CGI. Talk about the future.
I mean, the future and technology. I mean, Dubai never just fails anyone. Never fails me. I just like through every event that happens and every holiday that happens, I just go like, wow, they created this new thing. And seeing that, specifically the one in the middle, it looks so real. Right?
Yeah.
It looks so real. It's like, how did that even happen? And I think when I saw it this morning, I was like, that's actually amazing. We need to talk about that, which is very cool. At this point, I mean, I wonder what's the future of Santa going to be like next year?
I think like the genius of the CGIs that we always see is what you're... The middle of the visual is always quite unique, but it's the people surrounding it that make it look real. So with this Lambo in the massive trolley and all the gifts, there's a guy holding it with his phone and he looks totally normal. So you're like, could that actually be a thing? Like the reality, and with the Santa CGI one, you know, it's the UPS truck that's driving down the street looking so normal that you're thinking, how did they? So it's like they video an actual sequence of like things happening and then they pop it in. But I love them. I think like they started about a year ago, we started seeing cool CGIs, and every kind of like Halloween, Christmas, any type of holiday, another cool one would drop, and we're not bored of them yet.
Yeah, that's true. You know, and exactly this is, see guys, if you want to be on your laptop 24/7, I take back my word from like the last news, but if it's for good for like that, then yes, sure. You know, because like, I just wonder like the amazing guy or the amazing person who's behind creating all of this. It's like, how long did it take you to do all of the things and the coding and the very, I would say, complicated, right, thing? Because it's not just easy. It's not like a click of like a laptop and you just get this. As Casey said, like it just like looks normal and the cars are even look normal around. So how did you do that? Which is very cool.
We can ask Chai if he's back there. He's our resident CGI guy. but I think it'll take like in terms of from creation to completion.
Yes.
Either you create it and you've got someone talented or it can cost thousands of dollars. And it could take, I think, probably like 2 weeks to work on
these. And
if you
notice in this video in the middle, they have it just all sorted out that there's this guy here on like... like just 1 second, because the video is like, see, like he has his phone in his hand just to make it seem very
That's
realistic.
That's how realistic it is.
Like,
it's so cool.
It's like, oh, they're taking a picture of Santa who's sitting up there, which is very cool. And
I want a Lambo with a big bow on it.
Well, Casey, What did you get for Christmas then?
I actually did get part of a car for Christmas, but there was no bow. I think this is like, it's so unique. It's so Dubai, yeah. Walking through Dubai mm-hmm. Mall. And there was also that CGI drone show, which, by the way, didn't happen. It's similar to one that happened at Halloween. It looked like there was a drone show of Santi behind Burj Khalifa, yes. But it was mm-hmm. fake. How do you know it's fake? You check the people on their phones. Is anyone actually watching it? And only two of those videos dropped. So that was pretty cool as well. But another fakey. So be careful. You don't even need to monitor your kids' online behavior. You should also just be aware of yours.
Exactly. As long as it's doing good, such as the CGI, then sure, let them. But if it's not, and it's like they're playing violent video games, and you should make sure that they are aware of the consequences. Because as kids, you know, you never get aware of any of these things, right? But unless it's for a good cause, then sure.
Poor parents, it's up to you to sort it out. Guys, it's 8:50 on Tuesday morning, and that brings us to the end of our show. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you'd like to hear the whole thing, we go live in podcast form later as well. That's a goodbye from me.
And goodbye from me.